12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
The Kid Leroy and Justin Bieber teaming up on a track called Stay. 27 minutes to 1 on Algoa FM's Lunch Show. September is Muscular Dystrophy Awareness Month. Joining me now on Algoa Cares is Andrew Miller, who's a volunteer at Muscular Dystrophy Foundation of South Africa and also affected by this disorder. Andrew, delighted to have you on the show this afternoon.
Great to be with you.
Excellent. Andrew, you are battling MD on a daily basis. For our listeners out there, in simple terms, what is muscular dystrophy?
Well, I think it's a group of neuromuscular disorders. So there are lots of individual types of muscular dystrophy. Mm-hmm. But I think the key characteristic is that at some stage in your life, when you're affected by a disorder like this, you experience problems with your muscles. Yeah. You know, so I have something called spinal muscular atrophy, which essentially means that I don't produce the right kind of protein to create and maintain healthy muscle. Mm-hmm. So I have poor quality muscle, and I also have a tendency to have my muscles actually actively wither away in certain times and situations.
The disorders affect about 1 in 1,200 people in the general population. At what stage in your life did you find out that you have a problem, and what were the signs?
I was diagnosed at about 4 years old, wow. And that, shockingly, is back in the late 1970s. And the signs were that I was just falling a lot, you know. So I was the third kid in the family, and my mom noticed that, you know, I was very active, rushing around, all those things, but she definitely noticed that I was falling and struggling a little bit to get up in the same way the other kids were, and so on and so forth. And so she then embarked on what turned out to be quite a long venture with doctors to try and get them to listen to her, that she felt there was something not quite right. And this is a very common story, you know, a mom or a dad will notice something and then they go to a GP who may not be that familiar with the condition, and then will kind of pat them reassuringly on the back. But in fact, the big sign is frequent falling. And if a parent does experience that sign, it's really advisable to get to a doctor and to kind of just check out that everything is actually okay.
100%. Tell us about your awareness campaign.
I think, September is Muscular Dystrophy Awareness Month. So the foundation, the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation of SA, is doing something called Get With The Green Scene. Mm-hmm. And basically encouraging people across social media and real life to post pictures of themselves bedecked in something green, and to just basically support the idea of raising awareness of what muscular dystrophy is. And so if you go onto Facebook and you look for the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation of SA, you'll see a lot of people posting and tagging wearing green things.
You're also essentially raising funds for genetic testing. What does this entail?
Well, I think, you know, there are treatments starting to come out. So, you know, these conditions have never been treatable before. Mm-hmm. But in the last 4, 5, 6 years, there are treatments starting to come out, genetic treatments for these types of conditions. And so it's important that people understand, you know, in the old days, like in the 70s, we just got a diagnosis and that was that,
yeah.
You know. But nowadays, if you get a genetic test that actually breaks down the clinical specifics of your condition, mm-hmm. that puts you in a very good position not only to manage the daily care, but also to understand whether and when you will be able to access genetic treatments. So in South Africa, with our healthcare struggles and our health system struggles, not many people get access to genetic testing. And so our push over the next few years is to raise funds and to raise awareness and to make sure that the country's genetic testing facilities are much improved and that people who have these disorders get access to genetic testing. And obviously that takes a lot of money and awareness.
Absolutely. And for this reason, we have you on Algoa Cares this afternoon. How can our listeners connect with you or get in touch? Do you have a social media footprint, website, etc.?
Yes, the website is MDFSA. I think it's .co.za or .org.za. Or if you just search for the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation of South Africa on Facebook, you will find us there. And, you know, it's a great way to connect. A lot of people get diagnosed with these disorders and then they get no help whatsoever.
Yeah.
And information is always a massive issue, you know. And so if you have a child or if you yourself have a disorder like this it can be really good to get in touch with the broader community and to start accessing the kind of information you may need.
100%. Andrew, it is pertinent for our listeners to go onto our website as well and connect with you guys as soon as possible to assist with the fundraiser that you're so pleading for. Andrew, thank you so much for connecting with us on the show this afternoon. We do appreciate your presence and knowledge with regards to MD. Thank you so much for joining us on Algoa Cares.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.